was an 800-year-old watchtower that had been built from the stones of the pasture during the days of Abavoa. Standing on top of the flat roof of the mid-leader, Zorigavnim could watch his sheep by the light of the moon, by the light of the moon, by the light of the moon. Beneath that flat roof was the room where the lambs were born. The lambs of the mid-leader were the lambs of the day of escape. The lambs of the mid-leader were the lambs of the day of escape. The lambs of the mid-leader were the lambs of the day of escape. When Zorigavnim was 17 years old and the sun had arisen and the lions were dead, he walked into the cool shade inside the mid-leader. He needed to get some sleep. He walked into the mid-leader to get some sleep. 3 hours later, when the darkness of sleep was deep upon him, Zorigavnim leaped to his feet, knowing that he must run to the Valley of Shadow 15 miles away. He must run to the Valley of Shadow 15 miles away. Zorigavnim took a deep breath. He lifted his chin and closed his eyes and asked the Maker to protect his lambs while he was away. 2 hours later, Zorigavnim stood at the rim of the Valley of Shadow and saw the army of his people on the hillside below him. Across the valley was the army of their enemy. Across the valley was the army of their enemy. Across the valley was the army of their enemy. In the bottom of that valley stood a monster man, whose arms were longer and thicker than the whole body of Zorigavnim. If Zorig were standing in front of him, his head would reach only to the bottom of the monster man's ribcage. The shouts of the monster man echoed back and forth between the hillsides. He laughed and cursed the people of Abavoa. He screamed and said their Maker had dropped them into the dirt like a pig drops a pie, a smelly pie. Then the monster man got down on his knees, began begging for someone among the people of Abavoa to come down into that valley and kill him. And each time he did this, the Valley of Shadow would echo with laughter as the descendants of Abavoa stood motionless and afraid. No one noticed narrow Zorigavnim as he walked down to the babbling brook at the bottom of the hillside. He drank a little of the cold, clear water, then selected 5 smooth stones from the bottom of the brook. He selected 5 smooth stones from the brook. He selected 5 smooth stones from the brook. He removed his leather strap from the pouch on his belt and placed 4 smooth stones where the strap had been. He placed the 5th stone into the center crease of the long leather strap. Zorigavnim began to swing the strap in a circle as he walked toward the monster man. The monster man saw a narrow boy walking toward him, swinging a leather strap above his head. A narrow boy swinging a leather strap. The monster man stood up to his full height and began to laugh. The whirling strap of Zorigavnim began to sing in the air. The monster man turned sideways so that he could look at his laughing army
Charlie pointed at Zoe Gaffney. The monster man turned sideways so that he could look at his laughing army while he pointed at Zoe Gaffney. The monster man turned sideways so that he could look at his laughing army while he pointed at Zoe Gaffney. The strap was now singing a note so high that dogs began howling in the distance. Dogs howled in the distance. When the monster man turned back to face Zoe Gaffney, a deep red spot appeared on his forehead, and the back of his skull exploded. A red spot appeared on his forehead, and the back of his skull exploded.